Well, the Army announced earlier this week that Fort Drum would lose 1,500 soldiers as part of a plan to reduce troops across the force. North Country community leaders started trying to figure out what the impact would be. We get more from the Innovation Trail's Joanna Richards.
North Country leaders seem to agree that Fort Drum escaped this round of personnel cuts relatively unscathed. Carl McLaughlin heads up the Fort Drum Regional Liaison Organization, a nonprofit that acts as a meeting ground for the community and the Army posts to plan and problem solve together. He says no one in the North Country likes any cuts at Fort Drum, but
this is not the crisis. I mean, the crisis is if we go significantly below where we're headed in the next 4 years.
In the past 2 years, Fort Drum has reduced the size of its force from almost 20,000 soldiers to just over 17,000. These new cuts will bring the troop strength to about 15,500, maybe as low as 15,000.
This cut is going to be mild compared to what has naturally happened already. Now, I'm not saying you're not going to notice it. Yeah, you're not going to have the business traffic. You're not going to have everything at the peaks that you've been enjoying. But it's something we can cope with this.
Watertown Mayor Jeff Graham agrees that Fort Drum fared well in this round of Army cutbacks. The post will lose about 9% of its soldier population, less than the overall Army rate of about 14%.
Well, I think that this represents a continued commitment to the North Country Post. And I think we have to monitor other parts of all of this, other units that may be moving in that will mitigate the actual loss of a combat brigade.
The reduction by 1,500 represents a net loss. The post will lose one brigade, but gain additional battalions. But Graham is also referring to Fort Drum's expanding drone program and talk that the post could house an East Coast missile defense site if one is approved. While Graham is optimistic about Fort Drum's future, he acknowledges the uncertainty involved with making any projections.
Obviously, you'd like someone to stand up and say there'll be no impact or an increase, but we can't just continue to rely on an expansion of Fort Drum as the sole component of the local economy. You know, it's been good, but, you know, we do tend to do that at times. And when that one dimension burps a little bit, everybody gets aghast.
Another factor that could affect Fort Drum in the near future is the federal budget sequester. Some civilian employees at the post are already required to take unpaid furloughs. Military personnel are exempt from that during this fiscal year, but whether or not the sequester will ultimately hit them too depends on congressional action. In Watertown, I'm Joanna Richards for WRVO News.